This recording, New York 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an unofficial letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. So, I was born in Illinois. I was born in Bloomington, Illinois, and when I was about 7, me and my parents moved to, I'm an only child, so me and my parents moved to just north of Syracuse, New York, which the first place we moved was to Fulton, New York. I don't have a lot of memories of that. We lived in Fulton for about 6 months. I mean, all I remember is I cried a lot because we, you know, moved away from my childhood home and stuff, but then we moved to Clay, New York. It's a town called Clay. And then we ended up in, we lived there for about a year, and then we ended up in Baldwinsville, New York. Beeville. So I grew up basically in Beeville. Went to school in Syracuse, like in the city of Syracuse. I had like a 45-minute bus ride in the morning. I mean, I went to elementary school in town, like in Baldwinsville, at St. Mary's. And I remember the weirdest thing in grade school, for the first time in my life, I heard the weirdest sound I've ever heard. It was sounded like a giant goose. Like, it was the strangest, and it freaked me out. I was like 7, 8, I was in first grade. And turns out it was the volunteer fire department, like, siren. But, like, it sounded like a goose, though, you know? Like, it wasn't a siren. It was coming from everywhere. It was this giant sound outside, and I really thought that we were all in danger of being attacked by a goose.